So if you don't mind, I'm going to take a second. I need to change shoes. I tend to wear these more than anything, and you know, these shoes I have here are a little uncomfortable. What? Y'all, most of you grew up watching, you know, Mr. Rogers changing his shoes every week. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. Oh, by the way, I brought some things. We're going to look at those again a little bit. You know, for those of you who may not have been around the past few years, I had an opportunity pretty much every year to preach this service. You know, it's the one that's between Christmas and New Year's. And typically, this is the one I got to do, which I loved because for me, it's a great time to be able to get up and to speak and to see everyone. But two, you know, it's not every day that someone gets to do this. And I don't ever want to take this for granted. You see, for a couple of years there, I was in a really bad place, and I actually resigned from ministry for a year. And then the church graciously brought us back. And to me, that makes this even more special because this means this is the first time I've gotten to be able to do this in probably a couple of years. And it's nice to be able to get to talk to you and to see your faces and to share with you the love of Christ. You're probably wondering what in the world I was doing with my shoes there. You see, one of the things that I've done every year in this service was I always like to share a word. This started back several years ago where I would like to have a word or a theme word for the upcoming year. So, for example, several years back, one of my words was focus because I needed to really focus on God. Another time it was freedom. That was 2017. Matter of fact, freedom was such a big word to me. I actually got it tattooed on my arm here, much to the chagrin and horror of my parents, who, you know, didn't think their 40-something-year-old son should be getting a tattoo at this stage or ever, let's be honest. But it was such an important word for me because in that year, I really wanted to lean on the fact that I have freedom in Christ and I have freedom from sin. So it was so important that I got it tattooed on my arm. And again, I don't know if I'll ever do that again, quite honestly, but it was something I needed to do at that time. Then I got into last year, and this time last year, I was praying about God, what is my word for 2020? My word for 2020 was actually peace. What a better year to have peace as your word. Because what that word does for me is it gives me something to focus on and really build around and to make sure my relationship with God is built around that word. So for me, for 2020 is peace. Now, you're probably wondering what the word for 2021 is, right? Walk. You got it. It's right there, isn't it? Because I put on my walking shoes. Actually, these are more my hiking shoes. These are the shoes that I like to go hiking in. You know, walking is important to me for many reasons, but one of the reasons is I've had a lot of great walks in 2020. You see, one of the things that I like to do is in the mornings, Nanette and I, we'll get up and we'll go walk. And this is our time without kids. This is our time where it's just the two of us. We get to discuss things of the day. But it's also just a great relationship building time. We get to talk about everything during those walks. And then at the beginning of this year, my son Eli and my brother-in-law and my nephew and I had committed to hiking a trail here in Alabama called the Penhody Trail, which is 172 miles, and we decided we were going to do that not in one day, I promise you, okay? We started in January, and as of this date, we've done 100 miles of it. In essence, we've hiked from Sylacauga to Cheehaw Mountain, over Cheehaw and back on the other side. And those walks, those hikes in the woods have been such a fantastic time. They've been challenging. They've been great relationship building, not only with Eli, but with my brother-in-law and my nephew. And we learned a lot about ourselves, especially my brother-in-law now when we accidentally hiked 20 miles one day because we didn't realize the trail was that long. And made it for a kind of fun adventure because one of the things you're trying to do at that point is you're trying to get out before dark because, you know, you're not supposed to be in the woods after dark, especially when it's cold winter. That kind of thing. But you learned a lot about yourself because, one, I didn't know I could walk that fast or that far. But, two, I didn't want to walk for days after that. I was worn out and hurting. So walk became important for me. And as I was looking at this year, what is a word for me? It's walk. In particular, it means walking with God. That I have realized that over the years that my relationship with God was about a lot about doing. And it was about doing to the point to where I had an emotional, spiritual, and mental breakdown. Because in my mind, my relationship with God was that I've got to do, I've got to do, I've got to do, I've got to do, I've got to do. And God finally said, enough. You're done. You need to step back and take a break. And I did. And as I've looked at what all I needed to do for this year, I really honed in on walking with God and what that means. Because what walking with God ultimately means is a relationship. I don't know about you, but have you ever tried to walk with somebody that you didn't have a relationship with? It's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, you know, you do it at Disney World. You all walk together like this down the queues or whatever. You may do it in other areas, but for really, your relationship is with walking with someone. I think of it this way. I love walking with Annette, and that is where our relationship has been built over these past several years. And with God, it's the same thing. Now, one thing I want us to think about is walking is often used by God to describe a relationship with him. So it's not something I just came up with on the top of my head. God's been using this for thousands and thousands of years. Matter of fact, I want to share with you some verses here where God actually frequently uses this word walk to describe a relationship with him. The first and most famous is Enoch, who we find in Genesis 5:24. In Genesis 5:24, it says this. It says, Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. So Enoch walked with God. Now, that doesn't mean that he literally walked with God, that God wasn't in the room walking with him step by step. It's simply saying that that was a relationship that Enoch had with him. As a way of describing a close relationship with someone, God uses the term walk. Later on, he tells Abraham about something very similar. In Genesis 17:1, it says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him. He said, I'm the mighty God. Walk faithfully with me. Live in a way that is pleasing to me. Of course, God later on, he uses that same exact type of relationship of walking when he describes Israelites. And when he's describing his relationship with the Israelites, he's talking about walking. Matter of fact, if we look at the history of the Israelites, we know that for 40 years, they literally walked with God because God was right there in their midst. And then, of course, later on, when you read through the prophets, as they had walked away from God, God was continuing to call them back to walk with me. And then, of course, you get to Jesus. And Jesus, again, was physically walking with his disciples. There was that close relationship with him. And then it says later on in 1 John 2:6 that we need to walk like Jesus. In other words, we need to be like Jesus, how Jesus walked with God and he walked with others. And that's what God has called us to do. That our relationship with God is ultimately about walking, having that close, intimate relationship with him. Now, I think it's important that while we know what walking is and we can describe the relationship of walking with God, and we're going to get to how you walk with God, I think it's important to see what it really means like when we want to walk with him and kind of see as a description, hey, Maggie Beth, could you help me out for a second? She did a great job with the motions. They all did. I think it's fantastic. Wore me out. I don't know about you guys. So Maggie Beth, come up here. She's going to help me. We're going to go for a walk. So Maggie Beth, I need to go for a walk with you. Is that okay? All right. So let's see. Let's see here. I got an idea. Let's walk this way, okay? Ready? Okay. Go ahead. Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be walking with you? Okay, let's try that again. We're going to walk together. You ready? Okay, go ahead. All right. Is that a walk? Am I walking with Maggie Beth at this point? No, I'm not, am I? Let's walk together. Come here. This is walking with someone, right? This is how we walk? Yeah. This is how you walk with someone. So when you walk with someone, you're side by side. You're talking together. Now, unless you're in my family and Nanette's always a step ahead of me because she's faster than me. But this is what it looks like to have a walk with someone, to have a relationship with someone. If I'm going this way and she's going that way, thank you, Maggie Beth. If she's walking one direction and I'm walking another direction, that's not really walking with someone. And that's what we need to realize, that when we talk about walking with God, so many times we think our relationship with God is that we're going one way, and God, we want you to kind of do your thing, and we'll do our thing, and every now and then we'll meet up. That's not a walk. A walk is side by side, together, as you walk in the same direction. And that's the point. That ultimately, what is walking with God is going in the same direction. That we're doing the exact same steps, going the exact same way. If I'm going this way and God's going that way, I'm not walking with God. I'm walking by myself. We've got to be step by step together with God. That is a walk. And that is a relationship with God. But how do we know that we're going in the same direction? How do we know that we're going to do that? And how do we walk with God? Because that's a question that so many times gets asked. Well, what does that look like? How do I do it? Walking with God is not tremendously difficult, yet we make it harder than it really is. So how do we walk with God? The first thing we need to remember when we walk with God is this, that when we walk with God, you're going to have to stay on the path. Because imagine a walk with God as being a path or a hike. Because I like to hike. I'm going to kind of use this as a hiking metaphor, right? So we're going on a hike, and as we're hiking, we need to make sure of a couple of things. One, that we have a light with us. If we're going to walk on the path, we need a light. Because I don't know about you, have you ever walked in the dark before? Have you gone for a walk in the dark, nighttime? Anything like that? You ever gone for a hike at night? Now, you're talking about a lot of fun. Hiking at night is a blast because, one, you see things you haven't seen before. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but when you get in the woods and there's no light around, things glow in the dark. There are actual creatures and moss and everything that glow in the dark. You can start digging up. You'll find glow-in-the-dark worms and everything else. It's fantastic. Everything looks different. The woods are different. The trail is different. You can barely see in front of you. Speaking of that, if I'm going to walk in the dark, I need something, don't I? What do you need when you walk in the dark? A light, right? We need a light. So I think you're right, Michael. Let's see here. So I have with me a light. This is my headlamp. I like to use my headlamp. I hope I'm not blinding anyone. I blinded people in the first services. I wore this. But, you know, to walk in the dark, you need a light. And here's the deal. God describes the world as darkness. Does he not? He says the world is darkness, and that Jesus is the light of the world, and that we need a light. And for us to have a light, just like I'm going to walk in the woods, I need a flashlight or headlamp. We need a light in our life. But what is that light? And I think that's real important. I'm going to turn this off just so I don't blind anyone. Let's look at this verse of Scripture. Did I turn it off? No. Ha! There we go. Got it. All right. Look at this verse of Scripture with me. Psalm 119:105. It says this. It says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." To stay on the path, we need a light. And what is that light? God's word. We need God's word. We need the Bible. We need Scripture in our lives. Because that is ultimately what is going to show us the path, how we stay in a walk with God. The direction that God is going is plainly listed out in Scripture, and we just need to follow it. We need to know it. But the problem is so many of us walk around like this. We're in the darkness. We want to walk with God, but we don't ever use a light. We never look at Scripture. We never take it open. We never see what God has to say in it. We just assume that because I'm going to have a relationship with God, that God's going to make it real easy, make it plain, and he's going to show me every little step. And God's saying, that's not how it works. God's saying, you need a light. And that light is the Bible. Now, I don't know about you, but I've tried to read the Bible through. Have you ever tried that before? Anybody? Now, I'll go ahead and tell you. This past year, I decided I was going to read the Bible through, daily reading and everything, and You'll be pleasantly surprised that I've made it to March. Isn't that good? I mean, let's be honest. Most of us, I don't think I've ever made it to March before. By this point, I've made it to like February. Yeah, but this year I actually made it to March. And I'm real excited about that, but at the same time, I'm kind of disappointed because it's December and I just now made it to March. My problem is that I have a hard time reading the Bible every single day because I find different things to do. I end up getting busy in the mornings. I'm trying to get ready for work. taking a shower, all these different things I've got to do, before I get ready to start working. Next thing you know, I've lost my time to read scripture, and I'm getting ready for work, and then my day continues, and it goes on, and the next thing you know, it's nighttime, and I haven't read my Bible yet, and I'm not going to at night because, you know, I'm tired. And that's the way it seemed to be. That so many times I have found days in 2020 where I have literally turned off my light. Imagine this for a second with me. So you're going for a walk in the dark, and as you're walking through the dark, you've got your light on. You take about 20 feet, and you turn it off. You walk about 30, 40 feet, turn it back on, and then you go about 100 yards, you turn it off, and then you go about another 50 yards, and you turn it back on, and next thing you know, you're turning it back off, you turn it back on, you turn it back off, you turn it on, you turn it off. How well do you think you're going to stay on the trail or the path like that? Not very well at all, are you? Matter of fact, you're probably going to end up lost at some point, because if you keep walking, turning your light off and on, you're not going to find where you're going. And it's the same way in our walk with God. So many times I have walked literally like this, on, off, on, off, on, off. I'll read my Bible today. I'll read it for a week. I'll read it for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I take a month off. Then I read it again for a few days, and I turn it off for the weekend. Then I read it again for a little while, and then I turn it off again, and that's kind of how my walk has been. So one of the things that I want to do for myself is I'm challenging myself for the year 2020 that in my walk with God, I'm going to make sure I keep my light on. I'm going to read my Bible daily. Now, how am I going to do that? I got a plan. I actually have found a great Bible reading plan that reads the Bible through. Now, by that I mean it reads most of it through. Because I don't know about you guys, but I've had a hard time reading it verse by verse by verse by verse, because I ended up in March in Leviticus. And I don't know about you, but have you ever read Leviticus before? Yeah. And that was my problem, was I would get to things like Leviticus, Deuteronomy, or even worse, you read 1st and 2nd Kings and 2nd, you know, you read all the, and then you get read Chronicles. And Chronicles are like, what, didn't I just read all this? And you kind of go, what happened? The thing is that I need a plan. So I find this Read the Bible Through plan that reads it through on a daily basis. And as I read it through, I've got this great plan that I can check off. It's got a checkbox and everything. And while it's not reading it verse by verse by verse, it's covering the entire Bible in chronological order, so that way I know what's going on in Scripture. And God can help me by using that as a light in my life so that I can stay on the path, my relationship with Him, and continue my walk with Him. So the first thing we need to do is we need to have a challenge to keep our light on. So one of the things I want to encourage you to do is keep your light on too. And we'll talk about that more in a little bit. The second thing we need to do is this. To stay on the path, we need to make sure we remember the directions. I don't know about you, but have you ever tried to go somewhere and not know the directions, not know where you're going? I have. Well, I'm a man, so yes, I have plenty of times. Like, where am I going? I'm going this way. And Nanette says, where are you going? I don't know. I assumed it was over there. She says, it's way over there. Well, you know, that's the way we do things. One of the things that problems I have is when I go hiking, I like to know where I'm going. Now, that is a difference. Driving is one thing. I'm on a road. I'm on an interstate. When I'm in the woods, I want to know exactly where everything is. Because, you see, one of the things that I do when I go hiking is I don't carry one of these giant bladder things attached to your back with all this water. I typically take a 1-liter bottle and a filter. So one of the things that I do with that is I need to make sure I know exactly where there's water on the trail, all right? So I have several ways of doing that. I've got my GPS, so it lets me know exactly where I am. That's important, right? Because you need to know where you are. But secondly, don't kick that off. There we go. I have a map, and the map shows me where water is a lot of times. Shows me where campsites are, shows me all the things that I need. I have a map. Another thing I have, though, is on my phone, I have an app that tells me exactly where water is, where trails are, all the things I need to know. But I don't know about you, but have you ever had your phone go out on you in the most inconvenient time ever? Yes, I have. I've actually been on the trail using my phone app as an actual map to take me somewhere, and all of a sudden I'm running out of battery. Now I'm in trouble. So one of the things that I try and do is I try and remember and memorize at what mileage where I need to be looking to look for water, to look for a place to camp if I need one, all those things. I memorize this. Same thing with Scripture. To stay on the path in my walk with God, I need to remember the directions, and directions are quite simply the Bible. Psalm 119:11, it's up on the screen there for you, says this, "I've hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you." Hidden your word in my heart means I memorized it. I'm remembering it. So the challenge I have for myself this year is I want to memorize Scripture. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but Pastor Ken, he is amazing at having Scripture memorized. He'll stand up here and he'll just pop verses off left and right, not needing a Bible or anything. Oftentimes, I have to use the NJT. Do you know what that is, the NJT? It's the New Jim Translation. Because I don't remember exactly what the verse is, I get the gist of it. And that's what I tell people, is I tell them the gist of it. You know, well, this is what the Bible says, and I kind of throw out the New Jim Translation version of whatever I'm wanting to tell them. And that's fine, but I want to be able to tell people exactly what Scripture says. And I want to know it for myself, because these are the directions of God. This is how I stay on the path. So I want to memorize Scripture this year for 2021. So what I've done is we've gotten together 26 verses that I'm going to memorize this year. Just 26. That's once every 2 weeks. Why? Because once a week, I'll stop. I'll just be honest with you. I'll probably stop about week three. So to make it easier on myself, 26 verses. Verses that are important. Verses that I need to know. For example, some of the verses in there are what we call the Romans Road to Salvation. They're the verses that you share with someone if they want to come to Christ. I can easily pull those out and say, okay, Romans 3:23 says this. Romans 6:23 says that, and you go on down the list, and you tell them about the grace that God has given us and salvation through him. Wouldn't it be great to have that memorized? I've got it marked in my Bible, but you know what? Quite honestly, I don't carry my giant Bible with me everywhere I go. When I go to the YMCA and I'm going to exercise, I'm not taking my Bible with me, but I'm taking my brain with me, or at least I hope I am. So the goal is to be able to remember these things so I can share them with others. And so that when troubles come in my life, when I'm tempted by Satan or my own flesh, I will remember that these verses that will help me not sin against God. And you know what sin ultimately is? Sin is ultimately going a different direction from God. That's what it is. Sin, the word itself, just means that I missed the mark. Mark being God. That I'm going the wrong way. I don't want to sin against God. I don't want to sin. I want to stay on the path. So I'm going to memorize Scripture. Now, those are the two things that really are important for me this year. I want to read the Bible through, memorize Scripture. But here's something I want to do with you guys. Because I don't know about you, but I have a difficult time doing those. So I'm asking for accountability, especially for my kids here. For my kids that are here, that I see every single week, I want you to hold me accountable. In other words, I want you to ask me, have you read your Bible this week, every day? Tell me what verse you've memorized. Hold me accountable, okay? Make sure I'm doing what I need to do. But here's something else. You know, it'd be more fun if you guys joined with me. And by you, I mean everybody in here. Wouldn't it be great if you too read the Bible through this year and memorized 26 verses? Do you think that would help you stay on the path? Probably so. So here's what we've done. And by we, I mean Nanette, because she's fantastic and she's organized. She has put together this little handout called My Daily Walk. And on it is a verse, passage of Scripture for every single day. Well, except for one. We missed a day, so we're just going to call that your off day. When you get to that day and it's not on the calendar there, just say, woo, I get to take a day off, right? Okay? But on here, it gives us passages of Scripture to read. Nothing overwhelming. You're not going to read 52 chapters of Isaiah all at one time. Okay, you're going to read 2. This is for you as a family and for you as individuals. I'm going to encourage you. Why don't you do this with me and see what God can do for you? And then on the back here, whoop, I dropped it. On the back here, it has 26 verses to memorize. 26 verses to memorize. And again, we can help each other out by making sure that we're remembering Scripture the way we should. Now, that all sounds good, doesn't it? But January 1st, when we have to pull out that list and it's time, there's going to be a lot of reasons not to. I'm tired. I stayed up too late. I don't have time. Just remember, to stay on the path and a walk with God, we've got to stay in the light, keep our light on, and remember where we're going. Otherwise, we're going to end up going a completely different direction from God. Maybe you're here today and you don't even have a relationship with God. As we're talking about the walk with Him, you're like, I'm not even walking with Him. I've never have. I would like to encourage you, if you would like to talk to someone about that, we've got several people in this room that would love to talk to you. I would, Justin would, several of us here that would just take a few minutes and share with you how you can begin a walk with God, how to begin that relationship with Him. And I think that's the first step. But if you've already begun that walk, why don't you take up the challenge? Why don't you take up this opportunity for 2021 to join me in a walk with God? I'd love for you to do that. Let's pray together. God, we praise you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. God, the way you lift us up, the way you hold us in your hand. God, the way you encourage us. The way you have taken our sin upon yourself and forgiven us. God, and cleansed us of all that unrighteousness. God, we praise you. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to walk with you. To know that we have the opportunity to walk with Creator God, God Almighty, in a close, intimate relationship with you. It's more than I can even begin to think about. God, help us to set aside time to remember these verses, and God, to stay on the path with you. In your name I pray. Amen.